The last information we had on all of these funnels were immediately south, west, and even in the Twin City area, and some damage that was caused immediately northwest of the Twin City area. Where those funnels are now, or what they did after they left the immediate area, we don't know. Feel free to call us collect long distance if you're further away from the Twin Cities area and can actually see a funnel or know of extreme tornado damage.
We have a
Speaking of such areas as Forest Lake, for example, or Bethel, or maybe even Stillwater or Scandia, up that direction.
First report from Columbia Heights of a sighting. You say it's moving northeasterly?
Yes, it's moving in a northeasterly, northwesterly direction.
Northwesterly
it's
direction.
Probably the same one probably that this fellow over in Midway just reported.
Probably
it could be.
Probably is.
And the lightning is striking out here, something terrible. And I've seen the lightning hit the ground twice out here, right off the back here, in back of us, be north of us, out by the fire barn out here in the park, you know, out here. And then also, the lightning is striking right straight across the sky. It must have been, looked like just one struck. I bet you it looked like it. Boy, there's a wamble.
This funnel, as you say, maybe moving northwest wouldn't be in the vicinity of Spring Lake Park again, would it?
I called before, and before that Blaine incident.
Yes.
And I told the man about that, and that must have been the one that went out Blaine in Spring Lake Park.
I see.
But he didn't mention anything on the air.
But this is another one altogether, is that it?
This is another one that's swinging back.
Can you see it still right now?
Just a minute. He's going to look out the door.
All right.
Still up there? Yeah, it's in a direction, we're in a direction right here where we can see the Fauché Tower in downtown district right from our back door here.
All right.
We're up off of 38th and Madison.
Okay, and you're looking, though, directly away from the Fauché Tower.
We're looking right at the Fauché Tower, and it would be right off to our left, looking towards downtown.
Oh, the funnel you're speaking of.
Yeah, up above.
Well, in that case, you're still in the northern Minneapolis suburbs.
Right.
All right, and it's not...
It's moving in a northwesterly direction towards, let's see, it would be towards, Highway 100.
I see what you're talking about. This could be sweeping across the Twin City area, and as far as you can tell, it's not touching the ground.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Right straight across.
Right. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
Okay. We might remind everyone that this tornado coverage and spotting and tracking and disseminating information is coming to you from studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830 on your radio dial. This is WCCO, and if you do sight a tornado, extreme damage, or conditions which require the attention of WCCO and the entire populace, give us a call. Our number is Federal 99111 or call Federal 21202, and we can maybe offer assistance. Bob Tibbetts from WCCO Radio News is here. Go ahead, Bob.
Charlie, the Anoka police just called and says there has been no wind damage at Anoka. These calls for all available doctors at Mercy Hospital are the result of injuries and damage in Fridley.
And not at Anoka.
Right, Fridley and Spring Lake Park, and it said both of them have been hit hard.
Very good.
We don't like to, go on the air with...
Very good for that report, not very good for...
Yes, we don't like to go on the air with unconfirmed information, but there's so little time to confirm some of this information that it requires us to go ahead and broadcast it, hoping that it will be correct and perhaps save some difficulties. And now we have a report of a possible new funnel forming over the Minnetonka area.
I have another one in South Minneapolis.
All right.
Where are you right now? In Bloomington?
I am in Bloomington, yes, sir.
And
I seen that one that was over Southdale and that, and it headed towards Lake Nokomis. And now, by the way it looks, and it's I'm getting a little shook here, there's one setting down. It's about 3 miles east of Southdale, right due east, heading towards the same vicinity as the last one, and it's about, I would say, about 1,500 feet to 1,000 feet off the ground.
You see this right now?
Yes, sir. Every time it lightens, it's just a black, big funnel coming right down, but I don't know if anybody knows where the Bloomington Outdoor Theater is, but it's just north of there.
Just north of the Bloomington Outdoor Theater?
Right. I would say, well, by judging from here, I got a clear big park right in back of my house. I would say it's about 3 miles, or about 2 miles from 78th or the freeway there.
From 494 on the south. You mean 2 miles south of there?
No, it's north of 35W.
2 miles north of the freeway.
Right. That's just taking a guess now. I'm about a mile south of the freeway, so
And you say every time it lightnings, you can see it, and it seems to be touching the ground.
Oh, no, it isn't touching the ground.
Oh, I see.
It's, I'd say, about 500 to 1,000 feet off the ground.
All right.
The bottom funnel of it right now.
Is it moving very slowly or moving?
No, it's moving pretty swiftly. I would say, right now, it's moved. I would say it's moved about a mile and a half already, just in the short time we've been talking here.
All right, and in moving northwesterly?
Yes, sir. I would say it looks like it's heading towards St. Paul.
I mean, northeasterly.
Well, yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, where I am, it's now that you mention it, is heading northeasterly. Yeah.
Northeasterly, all right, towards St. Paul.
Right.
Very good, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Here's something new, and this is outside of the Twin City area. The St. Cloud Weather Bureau reports they have a possible tornado at Clear Lake, Minnesota, just south of St. Cloud. Possible tornado at Clear Lake, Minnesota, just south of St. Cloud.
Yes.
Some counties have been added to the possible tornado or funnel warning areas, Le Sueur, Sibley, Scott, and Northern Dakota County. Residents of those counties should also be alert to the possibility of tornadoes and thunderstorms until further notice. And we had a whole list of counties earlier that have been warned, and those areas are such as Carver, Northern Hennepin, Isanti. Let's see. In Wisconsin, we had Burnett and Pine counties, and I'm going to quickly gather these up and try to get them all for you so that everybody knows what we're talking about in terms of the actual beehive of activity right now in these clouds. Can't find the list. But Le Sueur, Sibley, Scott, and Northern Dakota counties go along with Carver, Chaska. That's not a county. Carver County, Northern Hennepin County, Isanti, Chisago County. I got a map. That'll help, by heavens. Also, St. Croix County, Burnett, and Polk County in Wisconsin. There we have it.
They, of course, are appealing from all over in these areas that have been damaged. No traffic, please. And, of course, anyone be out in his car driving around would be foolish indeed. Call from Glencoe indicates or confirms damage there. The mink farm, mink all around, dead mink, and several cars blown off the road and injuries in that area. Highway 12 virtually blocked with trees and wire, 4 blocks west of Wayzata, repeating that bit of information.
We have some information of new wind in the Minnetonka area, and of course, the woman that called said that people should not even plan to drive on Highway 12 in the Twin City and Minnetonka area at the moment because it's full of debris, wires, tree, and damage.
Yeah, pretty apparently.
So, and we can ride down to it at this stage of the game until we start taking stock of things, until we're sure that there's no more danger from wind and funnels. Right. Don't move around at all. You may run smack into fallen power lines.
Okay.
You may be blocked. You may find yourself out in the open, unable to get away from a possible funnel. So stay under cover. We'll keep you informed.
See one right now? Hang on.
Charlie, go ahead.
I have another sighting, I believe. You want to confirm that sighting in Bloomington? Go ahead. Where are you right now? Hello?
Yes, it seems to be quite high. It's over, I would say. Well, the men mentioned the Bloomington Outdoor Theater. It's just about in that area.
Yeah, where are you located, sir?
81st and 2nd Avenue.
81st and 2nd Avenue?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you see the tornado right now?
Yes, it looks like a funnel directly above us, or a little bit to the right of us. That'll be towards the Metropolitan Airport, east.
And it's moving very fast. Is it moving northeast?
It looks like it's moving towards the east, towards the Minnesota River, in that area.
Toward the river area.
Yes.
Okay. And how far away from your area?
It's quite high right now. Looking at it, it would probably be, it's a couple thousand feet up, probably.
Yeah. Well, very good. Thank you for that report.
Okay.
We have any other sightings of that same or other tornadoes, give us a call. Federal 99111. Call us collect if necessary.
It's good every time these people call in to hear that that baby's still up in the air.
Yes, and not touching down. That's right.
Here's our first information on damage, Charlie. Mercy Hospital at Coon Rapids reports that more than 25 persons have been injured by windstorms at Fridley and Spring Lake Park tonight. The hospital, as we said, has issued a call for all available doctors. That's Mercy Hospital at Coon Rapids. The nature and extent of the injuries have not been reported. Meanwhile, tornado warnings remain in effect for at least 15 counties in Minnesota and Wisconsin, west and north of the Twin Cities. Highway patrol cars and ambulances have been stringing to Spring Lake Park after the Weather Bureau said the tornado touched down there about 7:15 this evening. Considerable damage is still reported in that area. At Fridley, there's a report that the roof of the high school gymnasium with about 100 people at the school for a carnival, was damaged. There has been no report of injuries there, and thank heavens we had a gentleman on the phone direct for you here from our tornado control center, indicating that all the kids were safe. They were down in the basement of the school at Fridley, and as the funnel went by, they all escaped, although there was quite a bit of damage to the roof and windows in the school. The Highway Patrol has asked that all but emergency traffic stay off of Highway 65 into Anoka County, north of Minneapolis. There's other damage that we're having difficulty rounding up west of the Twin Cities. The spokesman at Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids says it's impossible to give the exact number of injured because we're too busy to count them up. Weather Bureau radar now shows strong thunderstorms with possible tornadoes or funnels aloft over Le Sueur, Sibley, Scott, and northern Dakota counties. Residents of these counties should also be on the alert to possibility of tornadoes and the thunderstorms until further notice. The St. Cloud Weather Bureau reported possible tornado at Clear Lake, just south of St. Cloud, a few moments ago. Rain and hail is also reported 5 to 10 miles east of Brainerd and moving north-northeastward. So we've been concentrating on the beehive, the actual festering of tornadoes in the Twin City area, but be alert to the fact that a possible tornado exists well away from the Twin Cities at Clear Lake, just south of St. Cloud, and that some rain and hail also exists east of Brainerd, 5 to 10 miles, moving towards Brainerd.
Also, the twister that we sighted Bloomington going toward the Minnesota River, keep on the alert for that one, and probably going toward Wisconsin. We have we had a report from downtown Minneapolis from the Loring Park area. A gentleman who was hiding in his closet said that he felt a tremendous sound and something like one would imagine a twister to sound like. We have no confirmed report or anything like that yet. We have a report now from Golden Valley. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we were sitting up in our apartment, and all of a sudden it got calm again, and the rain started to subside. And then the wind picked up, and it just started to blow very hard. We all got outside to go to a shelter down in the basement of the apartment we're at. And I looked up, I seen the clouds starting to formulate, or form into a funnel, a cone. And then a big bolt of lightning hit across the sky, and the sky was a very funny green. And then it just blew like the dickens, and then it's moving up toward toward the Coon Rapids, or north, going north on Highway 100. And this is where I live, is on 55 and 100 at Valley Village.
Well, thank you for that call, sir.
Fine.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. 99-federal-99111 is our number on WCCO, and you may call the other number, Federal 21202.
And a reminder again, you folks northeast of the Twin Cities, where the activity is now aimed at, feel free, if you can see a funnel, to call us collect, Federal 99111. Call us collect. I'm speaking of such locations as Chisago City, Taylor's Falls, even in Wisconsin, in St. Croix Falls and so forth, because Pine County, Chisago County, Isanti County, all of these, Dakota County, Le Sueur, Sibley, are all now warned to be alert for the possibility of tornadoes dipping down out of this tremendous turbulence. We have just a big area of turbulence all over the area, and apparently it's so difficult to keep up with these tornado funnels because they can form and dip and come out of the clouds and return at a moment's notice. It's just like an octopus with a lot of tentacles coming down out of the clouds. Let's take a moment here from studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO.
Knowing what to do in a tornado can save many lives, including your own. If you are in the path of a tornado, you'll be safest in a concrete or brick building. Stay away from windows. During a tornado, go to the southwest corner of your basement. Bring your battery-operated radio with you for further information. If you have no basement when a tornado is near, crawl under heavy furniture near an inside wall. If you are at home, stay at home. If you are driving, head for low, dry ground beyond the tornado path. If you are outdoors and no shelter is near, throw yourself flat on the ground in a dry ditch. Power lines may be down, so tune in your car radio or your battery radio to WCCO Radio, 830 on the dial, for official U.S. Weather Bureau tornado information. Stay calm. Stay indoors. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio for further details.
This is Charlie Boone and Dick Chapman speaking from WCCO's what was our flood service center and has suddenly, unfortunately, been turned into a tornado service reporting center.
Actually a tornado.
But you did see what might have been.
Yeah, it appeared to be.
Where was this moving down Franklin Avenue?
Roughly speaking. I think you had a call about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, from Loring Park area.
Right,
Spruce
right.
Place, yeah.
Right. And I think that confirms that one.
But it didn't touch down or anything that
No, it could have been at least 500 or 600 feet in the air.
Yeah, very good. That was the rumble that he heard, probably.
Apparently.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that he saw this thing, but he's not at all sure that
he's
it was a tornado?
He's not positive it was a tornado. It looked and it sounded like it was very strong turbulence, yes.
Uh-oh, the lights are blinking. I hope we're all right. Must be. Repeating that we know of damage in the Minnetonka area and also in the Coon Rapids.
We have one sighted right now, Dick. Hello?
Yes, we see one now. It's out over the Fridley area. And it's dipping up and down.
Where are you located?
We're in Columbia Heights.
You're in Columbia Heights?
Yes. And it looks...
Is it touching the ground?
It's heading northeasterly.
Is it touching the ground at all?
It's not touching the ground, is it? It's pretty close. It's dipping up and down.
Uh-huh. Moving back and forth?
Is it moving back and forth? Yes. And it's going up now, and then it's coming down again, and it's different colors, green and pink and silver. And
that's in the light of the lightning, of course.
Yes.
Just where in Columbia Heights are you?
We are on 46th and Johnson Street. We're just a few blocks off of Central and 46th.
Mm-hmm. And when you look towards it, are you looking exactly northeast, or...?
Are we looking exactly northeast? Northwest.
I see.
And it's heading northeast.
Heading northeast. That would put it directly north of the Twin Cities.
Yes, and it's a real big one. We saw it forming. We saw the clouds going together, and it kept getting bigger and bigger.
And let me ask you this. Is it trailing backwards away from its direction of movement?
Is it trailing backwards away from its direction of movement, or... He says, all I know is it's getting bigger, and
right.
It looks like it's coming this way.
Who's that you're talking to?
My husband.
Uh-huh. All right.
Are you
it's
in a safe...
It's getting northeast, he says.
I trust you're in a safe place.
Yes, we're in our basement.
Very good.
Okay.
It's getting real windy here now, and it's starting to rain.
All right. Let's kind of stay with us for a minute, Charlie.
Could we hold you? Just hang on, and I'll put you on hold so we can take another call.
Now, let me ask you one more thing, though, just for a moment. How far from you would you say it is?
How far from us would you say it is? He's looking now. Maybe a mile or 2 miles from us. The wind is really picking up, more and more, and it's going real fast.
It's right across Highway 65 north of you, then, more or less. Okay, between perhaps Spring Lake Park and Circle Pines. Very good, ma'am. If you'll hang on in our hold line, we'll move to another call.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
We have some valiant people in CCO land who stand in their basements and look out their windows and tell us about the funnels forming over their heads.
Everyone, I'm sure, remembers our moon watcher, Sherman Schultz, is on the line. Sherman, do you see anything?
I was in it.
You were in it. Well, tell us about it.
I was out at Anoka County Airport. Trying to do a little work on the airplane in one of the little sheds out there.
Uh-huh.
And I've got the sad duty to report that if anybody has had an airplane out on the line out in Anoka County, they don't anymore.
Is that right?
Were all of them destroyed?
Oh, so many of them that it's just, I just want to cry.
Well, Sherm, how about downtown Anoka? Did you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know anything about that. We, my boy and I were out doing a little work on our plane, which was in a little shed out there, and... We thought the shed would go, and the planes all around us that were parked outside were being smashed against the hangars, and reports of some of the fellows on the field said that the planes were over 100 feet in the air after they lifted from their mooring. There's motors all over the place and wings, and, it's just the saddest thing you ever saw if you like airplanes.
Did you see a funnel during all of that?
Yes, and when we kind of recovered a little bit, and we walked out the back door that had just blown out of the hangar we were in, and directly to the north of us, we could see, that's the first time, all my life I wanted to see one of these things, but I'm not so sure I want to see another one.
This is not the way to see it, sure.
Oh, this is fantastic. I sure hate to make a report like this about damage, but, this is just terrible.
Sherm, where are you calling from now?
I'm home now, but I'm getting back out there when we get some sign of relief.
Home is where, Sherm?
I'm in Shoreview, just north of Roseville.
All right. The reason I asked that is because we just had a lady on the line whose husband was watching the formation of a funnel not far from there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, it would be over, say, north of Fridley, perhaps over 65, just east of Spring Lake Park.
Oh,
Can you see in that direction from your house? No.
Yeah, we can look in that direction, but we're by Lexington and Victoria.
Uh-huh.
So we're quite a bit further
I see. Maybe you can't see that far. All right. Very good. Thank you for calling, Sherm.
You bet. You bet. Bye.
Thank you, Sherm.
A lot of folks with kids out and around tonight are, probably very anxious to find out how things are going, and we can pass some of these messages along as they come into us.
Apparently things are calming down, Dick.
I hope so.
Which is a good sign.
Here's a note from Milo Madsen, who's the principal of Edgerton School, and he just wants to let parents know that all of the 5th and 6th graders with him at Mount Airy's housing project in St. Paul are safe. The entire group is in the basement, and everything's okay. That's Milo Madsen, principal of the Edgerton School. He's got a bunch of 5th and 6th graders with him at the Mount Airy housing project. Everything fine there.
We have a report from St. Anthony Village, the same funnel that was sighted from Fridley. Where is it now?
It's just north, right out over Fridley in Columbia Heights area.
And it's way up in the air?
Yeah, it's touching the ground. It's real big.
It is touching the ground?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah. It's going back and forth, right across the Fridley area.
How far from you?
Oh, it's about 8 or 9 miles northeast.
Uh-huh. Well, you can't, of course, that far away, you can't see if there's actual damage occurring there, but it appears to be touching the ground, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Uh-huh. Moving back and forth by that, you mean switching back and forth.
Yeah.
The tail of it is moving back and forth.
It's going up now.
Picking up off the ground.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is it windy where you are?
Very windy.
But no, not so severe that you can handle things there.
No, it's not too bad.
Is it
gone? Yeah, it's gone altogether now.
It just picked up.
Dissipated up into the air?
Just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Gee,
we can't emphasize enough. These storms are happening so fast that people must stay inside. And if you have a storm cellar or basement, go there. And the southwest corner, usually the safest. Have your transistor radio with you. And if you must remain above ground in a building, stay away from windows. Open the windows about an inch on the side of the building away from the approaching storm. Take shelter under a heavy table. If you're in a car, drive away from the path of the tornado. Go to low, dry ground for shelter from wind-driven objects. Stay away from power and telephone lines. Extremely dangerous. And if you're caught outdoors, lie down flat on the ground. A dry roadside ditch or plowed furrow will give you some protection.
Repeating, for those folks who may not have heard earlier, there is the possibility of a tornado in the St. Cloud area. It was seen or reported approximately 20 minutes ago. It's just south of St. Cloud at Clear Lake. And also, the possibility of some heavy rain and hail in the Brainerd area.
Dick, we have a sighting from... where are you, sir?
I'm on 36 and Van Buren, right by Columbia Golf Course, on top of the hill there.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I sighted the same one that the fellow reported that formed over the Columbia Heights area.
Right.
And it appeared to me, from looking from my back door, directly northeast, beyond the New Brighton area. That's where it appeared to be over, to me,
uh-huh.
from where I am.
You say, how long ago was this?
Well, I would have been trying to get you at just about the same time, which had been about, all of 10 minutes ago.
And as far as you know, it's not there anymore.
It's not there. All it is a black mass as the lightning flashes come.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I seen was it disappeared directly northeast of myself, which would be beyond the New Brighton area.
Did it seem to touch the ground, sir?
I couldn't see from here.
Okay, very good. Were you out on the golf course?
Pardon?
Were you out on the golf course?
No, I live above the golf course, which is a very high rise of Minneapolis.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
37th and Central.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right, well, we're glad that one's picked back up into the sky, I'll say that.
Well, that's what I had heard, so I'm happy that it did that.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you
call.
For calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay. We certainly appreciate you people reporting in on these various sightings. This way we can track the storm and warn people in that area.
We haven't heard from John Walker in a long time, and we've almost completely ignored the Minnetonka area, and we assume that John is trying to determine just how much damage was done out there. If you can hear me, John, why, ring us up, pal, and we'll try to get some further information from the Minnetonka area. I'm sure that a lot of folks are anxious about just how things fared there. We know of heavy wind damage in the Coon Rapids area, also at Spring Lake Park, also some wind damage at Chanhazen, some in the area of... Tonka Bay and Browns Bay on Lake Minnetonka. Some boats. We heard just a few moments ago that there was extreme damage at the Anoka County Airport. Sherm Schultz, our moon watch man, who happened to be there at the time the funnel went by, said that almost every airplane at the Anoka Airport was destroyed. There's motors laying all over the ground, wings ripped off. At least one, this is just into our WCCO Radio News Bureau, yeah. At least one fatality has been reported in these series of tornadoes that struck the suburban Twin Cities area tonight. Further details are not available at this time.
Thank you for that report. Okay, Sergeant.
We'll attempt to get identifications on the injured and anything else as soon as possible. At Coon Rapids, the nature and extent of injuries have not been reported, although there's at least 25 persons taken to the hospital there. The report from the hospital, the emergency staff, said simply that it's impossible to give the exact number of injured because, and we quote, we're too busy to count them up. And there's been a call for doctors at Mercy Hospital. Several injuries were reported in the Mound area. These facts are coming to us, you know, piece by piece from the WCCO Radio News Bureau.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
We still are quite thankful that we have no reports of any damage in the immediate Minneapolis or St. Paul area, even though apparently one and possibly two funnels passed right through the midsection of the Twin Cities area tonight at an altitude of anywhere from 500 to 3,000 feet. It was just like tenpins. The calls kept coming in of people right in a line right through the heart of the Twin Cities who could see the funnel and called and talked to us and described its passage, fortunately high in the air as it moved through our region, and then apparently turned straight north up Highway 65 or in the vicinity of Highway 65 and stayed, we hope, in the air as it reached the area of Columbia Heights, Fridley, and even further north. Although there is some doubt now that perhaps it touched ground for a short time in the vicinity of Fridley. We'll try to check that information for you later as we take our calls here at Federal 99111.
Quite a few reports from the north side. One from a fellow pinpointed east of University and north of 40th that he thought there might have been some damage in that area. The reports are coming in from all over, and we'll try to recap this for you a little later.
Yes. I'll say this. It's a good thing we've got the radar nowadays and the rapid method of notification to the public with our CCO tornado service, because this is the one sure way to escape injury.